With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, joined now by Masconomet High School football coach Patrick Sheehan. And coach, welcome back. Congratulations on the first win.
Thanks, Rick.
You know, I know you're kind of familiar with Newburyport, even though you're now in the Northeastern Conference. So let's start there and go backwards. Tell me a little bit about the game. I'm reading about your skill players in the Salem Evening News, but tell me about the how that game went, the back and forth.
We came out pretty fast and furious. We received the opening kickoff and went down on four or five plays and scored. I believe we followed that up with a three and out and scored very quickly on the next possession. It was 21-0 at the end of the first quarter, 34-0 at half, and obviously the final was 41-7. It was a fast and furious, relentless effort from our guys from start to finish. Never really gave Newburyport any breathing room. And when we look back at the film, I told the guys yesterday, I said we were often wrong, but never in doubt. There was a lot to correct on the film, but we did things quickly, we did things with urgency, and we did things, pretty well. So it was a good all around effort, offense, defense, and special teams.
Well, if you're going to have a first game to have a lot of stuff, to work on, but you win the game, that's probably a good sign. Tell me a little bit about some of your returners. Start with your skill players, because they're all over the place in the paper, and I imagine they probably led the way in the first half.
Yeah, I mean it all starts up front, and but I'll back off to the as you know, the football game is won in the trenches. But
yeah, we'll get there. I want to get there, definitely.
Yeah, we'll get there. The skill players that reap the benefits of all the hard work from the big guys up front.
Yep.
Drew Gustafson had his best game in a Masconomet uniform. I think he was 15 for 17 for almost 300 yards and two touchdowns. Very efficient, commanding the offense. He's a returning. Our returning quarterback, Cal Wideman, arguably the best receiver in our league. He had a fantastic day with two touchdowns and 157 yards receiving. He's a senior captain for us, going to play football at Bentley next year. Jack Fabiano, we call him Fabulous Fabs. he had a very efficient day on the ground. I think he had about 12 carries for 92 yards and three touchdowns. But the guys that backed him up, he gets the lion's share of our carries, but Tyler Durgan and Alex Cantalupo and Jack Engel, they all were efficient on the ground, each receiving a number of carries and being very efficient with their production. And then Liam Ginley and Ryan Richardson, two receivers for us. Liam is probably our number two option right now, or Drew Gustafson's number two option. He had, I think, over 100 yards receiving, and Ryan Richardson does it all without the ball. He's a tremendous blocker. We like to hand the ball to him on jet sweeps. He's a real physical, imposing athlete.
All right, well, let's get to the other unsung heroes who do the blocking. Tell me about what you have up front.
Yeah, so first-year starter Alex Russo at center, along with at guards we have Big Cam Bucheri and Nino Stefanelli, a senior captain, two-year captain for us. And then at the tackles we have Ethan King and Evan Velardo. We're big, we're physical up front. They controlled the line of scrimmage when they got their assignments right, and they're the straw that stirs the drink, as they say, Rick.
Okay, all right. What do you expect from your guys? In other words, what's the makeup of the team in terms of those coming back and new guys?
So we have some new players. On defense in particular, we have a lot of returners on offense. On defense in particular, we have returning Alex Cantalupo and Connor Mitchell at linebacker. The aforementioned skill players on the offensive side of the ball, they all have homes on defense. We've added Tripp Wideman, a sophomore in the defensive backfield, who is well advanced for a sophomore. The side of the ball, he's not afraid to make contact. And then in that game in particular, and typically this happens in the first game where there's a little bit of humidity and, kids are getting used to game speed and people start to wear a little bit quicker than they will, say, in October, a lot of young guys stepped up. Zach Milligan, Ryan Machinsky, both sophomores, stepped up big time. It was a really good all-around team effort.
Mm-hmm. Coach, sometimes when you get off to a really fast start, I know historically in some of the games that we've covered, one team gets off to a ridiculously easy start, and then it kind of the gears kind of grind up a little bit. But there's a feel to it, isn't there? Sometimes you know as a coach, okay, we're in good shape right now. Other times it's like, okay, we really have to pay attention to detail. And this seems like one of those games where your guys sort of had an advantage, either physically, mentally, or both.
Yeah, I would say, you know, Newburyport, it's always great to beat the Clippers. As a longtime Cape Ann player at Linfield, and, you know, that was the only Friday night game in town, and then being the head coach at Triton for 8 years, that was our rivalry game. Always good to beat the Clippers. They have a long story tradition that they're always a tough out. So, but I would say this year, you know, we were probably the better team. They've got some young players, some young good players coming up, and Coach Weber, who was kind of thrust into the position very late in the preseason, they're probably just a couple weeks behind. But I expect Newburyport to pick up the pieces and really be a good team moving forward. For us, we don't have any time to think about how good we may have played on Friday night. We have Billerica this coming Friday night, and they present much different issues. They're big, they're physical. They're running a double wing offense or a Bay City T offense that's very difficult to prepare for. And the Newburyport win was not without expense. We have some injuries that we're dealing with, and some other guys are going to have to step up. A lot of other guys are going to have to step up. It's kind of an all hands on deck week, and there's no time to rest on our laurels.
Yeah, it sounds like a challenge coming up. Patrick, anything else you want to mention about your team?
No, looking forward to a exciting season and getting ready for Billerica on Friday night, Rick.
I'm looking forward to talking with you again. Thank you so much, Coach, for being patient with me and taking the time to talk with me today. Appreciate it.
Rick, I appreciate it as always. Thanks for
All right. Good luck this week. Take care. Yep.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. That is Patrick Sheehan, who is the Masconomen, I almost said Manchester Essex, Masconomen High School football coach. And, again, they were big winners in their opening game against Newburyport by a score of 41-7. And Billerica is next on Saturday night at 7. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.